Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio on this Tuesday, March the 11th, 2025. Welcome to the show, my friends. We've got my good friend, Mr. Joey Chester, who is the spokesperson for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, the foremost organization, in my opinion, on immigration matters. And I wanted to get him on, folks, because he and several folks, a delegation, FAIR, sponsored by FAIR, went to the border. And this is the first time, I guess, since the Trump administration took over. And I wanted to get their impressions of what they saw and what is going on. Joey, thank you very much for joining us. Welcome to the show, buddy.
George, thanks for having me. It's great to be with you.
So tell me, when did you guys go, and what did you see, and what do you attribute it all to?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were down at the border for 3 days last week. We started out in Cochise County, Arizona, and then we made our way over to San Diego, California, to get a bit of a different perspective on what has happened under the Biden administration and then how things have changed into the Trump administration. So down in Cochise County, the first thing we did is we met with a border rancher, John Ladd, that has lived on the border and ranched on the border for decades. And over the course of the Biden administration, he had tens of thousands of illegal aliens that crossed onto his property. And these weren't the typical illegal aliens that were, you know, crossing the border and then seeking out Border Patrol to turn them in. These were specifically gotaways, people who didn't want to get caught, the human smugglers, the drug smugglers, the potential terrorists. And so at the height, he was getting about 300 illegal crossers per day. He's now down to under 10 per day. And the other big difference is, too, there's actually a huge Border Patrol presence down by his ranch on the road that goes along the border. So the people that do get across are actually being apprehended and being put into deportation proceedings, which is a total opposite of what was happening under the Biden administration. We also met with the local sheriff's office down there. They have an entire border center with a couple thousand cameras monitoring the whole border. And they've also seen a huge drop in crossings. They were getting, I think they said, over 8,000 gotaways on camera per month under the Biden administration. Well, last month it was under 1,000. So just a massive change. Both of these people, the rancher and the sheriff's office, attribute it to a change in policy. The Trump administration is trying to secure the border through executive action and enforcing immigration law. And also, Border Patrol agents are empowered to do their jobs and arresting illegal aliens. And over in San Diego, it's interesting, George, they were doing those mass street releases in San Diego at the height. And we met with one of the Republican county supervisors there who has been against the city sanctuary policies. And it's such a difference now that migrant shelters are closing down in the city. They're going out of business. But one thing that's interesting is the cartels, the smugglers, are getting smart because they're starting to lose out on money, and they're trying to get people into California via boat. So what they're seeing now is an increase in illegal aliens. They're literally beaching on the shores of California and running into these wealthy beach towns to try to escape into the interior. But overall, night and day difference, and every single person attributed it to the change in administration.
Now, it is, I mean, we had heard a lot from Democrats and pro-open border activists, pro-illegal alien activists, that the system was broken. That's why so many people were coming in illegally, and that's why they were all coming to the United States, was because the system was broken. What are your thoughts on that comment?
Well, the truth of the matter is, George, all President Biden had to do was pretty much nothing. All he had to do was keep in place the policies that worked of the Trump administration, like remain in Mexico, for example, and not catching and releasing people into the interior of the country. Instead, President Biden decided to simply not enforce immigration law and those successful policies, and then invent his own illegal policies like the CHNV parole program and using the CBP One app to allow illegal aliens to schedule appointments to enter our country. And we never knew needed this border bill to get border crossings down. Again, all President Biden had to do was enforce the law. But I do want to be clear, we don't ever want what happened under Biden to happen again. We can't allow it. And so while what President Trump is doing with executive actions and enforcing law is very important, we also need Congress to come through and codify border security and immigration reform into law. So that way, no open borders president in the future can unleash chaos like Biden did. We just cannot ever allow that to happen again.
And that's a good way to put it. I mean, chaos was unleashed. Now, do these, particularly like the ranchers, do they feel safer? Do they feel they are now being protected?
They do. They feel much, much safer. And I think that is part of that is a numbers thing. You know, there's a much less group of illegal aliens coming in every day. But there's still this fear there because, look, the people that are getting through, even though the border is so secure, you know, these are, you have to be quite skilled to do that and be very good at not getting caught. And so you start to wonder the types of people that are still slipping through. But the other comforting thing, you know, for this border rancher is the fact that these illegal aliens that are getting across are mostly being apprehended. And it was interesting, too, when we met with the sheriff's office and toured that border center, what's happening with those gotaways is they see them on a camera and they notify Border Patrol, and Border Patrol goes and busts them, and then the sheriff's office can also make arrests if drugs are involved, because even though they can't enforce immigration law, make arrests for that, they can still make arrests for carrying drugs. And so they have this incredible operation. And so I think the key difference is they are actually, not only is the administration stopping people from getting across, but once people do get across, the very few that are crossing, they're actually being apprehended. So you do have less of an impact on the community, and I think people feel safer because of that.
So what does FAIR see then in the future as far as legislation in Washington, D.C. To prevent another Biden-style border crisis?
Totally. So what we need, if you remember, last Congress, we had H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act, which did pass the House, but it was something that Chuck Schumer completely ignored in the Senate. And so basically, we need that bill to come up again, which, you know, reforms asylum to prevent asylum abuse. It reins in the presidential parole authority so we don't get these programs like CHNV. It stops catch and release. It'll stop sending money to these NGOs that were facilitating illegal immigration. So we need all of these things to happen so that if you do get another Joe Biden that wants to open our borders, they simply won't be able to because the law won't allow it. And the big battle we have coming up right now is also reconciliation, which, you know, a general outline of that has passed Congress, but now they've got to hammer out the details, and that will provide more funding for border security and interior enforcement, which we also desperately need. You know, FAIR just came out with our new numbers for illegal aliens in the United States, estimating it 18.6 million. That's a big uphill battle for the administration to deport illegal aliens, and they need funding to do it. So we're also going to be watching that.
So the number of people that should be deported because they're illegal aliens, the estimated number is 18 million?
18.6 million now, which is a 28% increase from December of 2020, just before the Biden administration took over. So that massive increase is really attributed to the 4 years of open borders policies under the previous administration.
That's incredible. That is incredible. Well, my friend, thank you very much for taking time to be with us again. Folks, we've been speaking with my good buddy, Mr. Joey Chester, who is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, in Washington, D.C. Joey, tell them where they can follow FAIR and how they can support and help FAIR.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to stay up to date on the latest immigration news and equip yourself with the truth, go to fairus.org. You can sign up for our newsletters, read our articles, and you can also find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and X, just by searching the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with my good buddy, Joey Chester from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR, in Washington, D.C. Joey, thank you very, very much, and we'll get you back on to give us an update of how we're progressing, because I understand that there's some cities that are kind of resisting.
That's right. Thanks, George. We'll talk soon.
All righty. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.